Welcome to today's episode of the new science of physical health, where we've got one mission in mind: how to help you and the people that you care about to outsmart sickness, disease, and premature death. Let's dive into it right now in today's episode. Welcome back to part two of this lesson. If you haven't listened to part one, go back to the previous one, listen to that, because otherwise it won't make sense. We're picking up right now directly on where I left the conversation, talking about Laureate Professor John Hattie and the five effect sizes, five factors that I utilize inside the OutSmart classroom and my DocSmart AI health teacher that make this massive impact on learning outcomes. Here we go, back to part two right now. Collective teacher efficacy, which has a factor of a ratio of 1.57. So it's above this magical number of one, which means it's massive. It's the highest one, by the way. Collective teacher efficacy refers to the belief among teachers, like me, that they can collectively make a difference in learning. It involves, this is really important, a collaboration of shared goals and a strong belief in their ability as educators. This factor has a substantial effect size as it fosters a positive and empowering culture leading to improved outcomes and learning outcomes and achievement. Think about this. This is my supposition, or part of my full explanation of my teaching supposition. You can go to a health and physical education teacher sitting in a school faculty and ask them, how do you guarantee to avoid the complications of obesity, catastrophic cardiovascular events, diabetes, and metabolic disease? How can you guarantee to avoid it? Tell me your formula. Tell me the frameworks. You can go to, and you'll get an answer. You can go to the teacher sitting next to them in that faculty, and you can ask them the identical question. Tell me the factors that, the framework, sorry, tell me the frameworks that guarantee me to have low clinical risk of overweight, obesity, catastrophic cardiovascular events, diabetes, and metabolic disease. Guess what? You will never, ever get the same answer. That's not collective teacher efficacy. You can go to the third person sitting in a row of teachers in one faculty, in one school, in one part of the world, and you'll get a different answer for the same question. So imagine going from one school to the next. You can go from one school and go around the corner, up the road to the very next school, go into that health and physical education faculty, and you get a different answer from every teacher. The frameworks are not the same. My supposition is that there is no collective teacher efficacy when it comes to the frameworks. If I'm right, then the health outcomes of adults should be very negative. Oh, guess what? They are. I've built into my work inside the OutSmart classroom collective teacher efficacy. I won't go into any further than just that. I'll come back to that in another episode. Okay, so here's the second effect size out of the 250 that Professor Hattie has researched and provided as a list. Here's the second one I use out of what I call the top five. So the next one is called feedback. It has a factor ratio of 0.7, this coefficient. And that means it's getting very close to one. It has a powerful impact on successful learning, creating achievement. What's the achievement I want to create? I want a world where people have done this, overcome the biggest public health problem of the 21st century and overcome the biggest public health crisis of the 21st century. I've go into what both of those are in detail in another lesson, deeply in the OutSmart classroom. But the biggest public health problem of the 21st century, emphasis on the word problem, is that people are not in love with wanting to be physically healthy. The biggest public health crisis of the 21st century is people don't know how to outsmart obesity, overweight, you know what's next, catastrophic cardiovascular events, diabetes, and metabolic disease. Feedback refers to providing learners, adults, teenagers, doesn't matter who they are, with timely, specific, and constructive information about their performance and progress. Effective feedback enhances learning by clarifying goals, highlighting areas for improvement, and guiding the learner towards achieving higher standards. When feedback is given in a constructive and actionable, so important, manner, it can be significantly impact learning. The algorithm that I talked about at the top of this episode with Professor Wisloff, that is an action, that is feedback in real time in a technology that's been clinically validated to give you feedback in real time. Most important thing of is your body today, whatever day you're listening to this in the week, is it creating molecular and positive molecular and physiological health adaptations? I can't dive into what that means here in the classroom, but what it essentially means is improving the structure and function of organs like your heart, the elasticity of your blood vessels, transportation of oxygen, the function of something called your mitochondria in cells. I can't go into all of it here. It's so fascinating to learn, though, and I've built it into simple lessons, simple frameworks inside the Outs My Classroom. But what that algorithm does is provide people real-time feedback about whether or not you're creating these positive molecular physiological health adaptations that's driving down your clinical risk of sickness, disease, and premature death. So I built in feedback from Professor Hattie. I've built in, this is the best part, factor, this factor, self-reported grades or self-reported expectations has a factor of 1.33. This factor involves learners setting their own goals, monitoring their progress, and reflecting on their learning. When learners are actively involved in their own assessment and have clear expectations of their performance, it has a positive effect on their motivation and self-regulation, leading to improved outcomes. What's the improved outcome? Lower clinical risk. Drive down your clinical risk, or the clinical risk of large cohorts of people, workplaces, government, not buildings, but government employment places. I've worked with over 10,000 people in local government areas here in Australia. People in schools, like teenagers learning in schools, adults learning in schools, people in all walks of work life. Though I want them to have improved learning outcomes so that their body is not developing negative molecular and physiological health adaptations. So they're not at high risk from the big four that I've mentioned. You know what they are. And we'll go back to that before we finish up. So this is what's really interesting. Inside my technology, which you're about to hear about, the third component of the title of this lesson, and as I said, the title of it is The Professor, the Teacher, and the AI Health Teacher, those three things combined, the professors, that I've built in a platform to generate and help people create self-reported expectations. Now, I won't go into how I've done that here, but I wanted to just showcase that as a part of what Laurie Professor Hattie has done. I looked at that and I go, how do I build that in? And I've done that. It's so beautifully weaved into the frameworks that I've put together. So the next thing that Professor Hattie has that's on that list, there's two more to go, that I utilize is teacher-student relationships. This is magnificent. I've been doing it for 37 years, building teacher-student relationships. I know how to do it. I know exactly how to do it. I've delivered over 40,000 lessons. I reflect on how to improve my relationships all the time. I've built a technology that creates this situation for everybody. So 0.72, that's what this factor has an effect as an effect size, the power of. Remember, 0.4 is the hinge point. The higher and closer it is to 1 or above, the more impactful it has. 0.72 is very impactful. The quality of the relationship between teachers and students, learners, adults, remember, students is not just teenagers and younger and children, it's adults. The relationship between them plays a crucial role in student engagement, motivation, and achievement. When teachers establish positive, supportive, and respectful relationships with their students, it creates an environment of conducive learning and fosters this sense of belonging, resulting in higher success. I have literally spent my entire working career figuring that out. There is an science to that component and an art to that component. And what I have decided to do, because I understand the power and impact of my AI health teacher, is I've decided to find a way, and I've done this, and I'm so excited about it, is to build what I've learned in my 37-year career of teaching in schools, is take it and go, how do I build that into a technology that everybody can have? So it's not just the people who are sitting in front of me in a school classroom environment or out there in a practical field when we're doing physical activity. How do I develop relationships one-to-one? This is the greatest breakthrough, by the way. How do I develop relationships one-to-one and build that into a technology so that it continues to be one-to-one? We'll get to that in just a second. Right, the last thing from out of the top five factors, direct instruction has a factor and effect size of 0.6 from Laurie Professor Hattie. This is what I use. Direct instruction refers to explicit teaching methods that provide clear learning objectives, step-by-step guidance, and structured practice opportunities. This approach involves a systematic teacher-led instruction to ensure students acquire direct necessary knowledge and skills. That's students, adults, and teenagers. It consistently shows a significant positive effect on student learning outcomes across various disciplines and various age groups. So I've built into my technology, the platform that I've built, the Outsmart Classroom, I've built in the capacity to provide direct instruction, which is systematic, that gives people the necessary knowledge and skill set to guarantee that they will have, 100% guarantee they'll have, if they use the knowledge, they can create a 30% up to 54% reduction in complications from being overweight or obese, catastrophic cardiovascular events, diabetes, and metabolic disease. Direct instruction. I've set this out so well. You will instantly get access to these five things the moment that you step inside my Outsmart Classroom. They are built, they are there. You don't have to think about it. It's dovetailed into it. See, here's what I know to be true. The greatest challenge in the history of health education and physical activity is that teachers have found it impossible, whether it's personal trainers or school teachers like me or anybody else involved in the health industry, they found it, nutritionists, whatever it might be, physiotherapists, they found it impossible to give something called just-in-time feedback to learners, teenagers and adults, on a one-to-one basis. Now, here is what just-in-time feedback means. It's an extension of feedback. Just-in-time feedback is a concept emphasized by Professor John Hattie, Laurie Professor John Hattie, in the context of education. It refers to providing immediate and specific feedback to a learner at the precise moment they need it most during their learning process. This type of feedback aims to support and guide learners to understand their progress in, I love this expression, this phrase, in real time, when they need it. Hattie emphasizes the effectiveness, or that effective just-in-time feedback should be these things: timely, actionable, and targeted to address specific learning goals or areas of improvement. It goes beyond simply providing grades or, you know, like you used to get in school, or general praise. Instead, it focuses on providing specific information about the quality of a learner's work, identifying errors or misconceptions, and offering guidance for improvement. The key idea behind just-in-time feedback is to help learners make immediate connections between, this next statement is really critical, their immediate connections between their actions, their understanding of the content, and their subsequent performance. By receiving timely feedback that is relevant to their ongoing learning, a learner can make necessary adjustments, correct errors, and deepen their understanding while information is still fresh in their mind. This type of feedback is considered highly valuable because it allows learners to make immediate progress and adjust their strategies as they engage with the learning materials. It helps to promote something called metacognition, how you think about thinking, self-regulation, and continuous learning improvement. by incorporating just-in-time feedback into the education process, teachers can optimize the learning experience and enhance learners' achievements and outcomes. What do I want? What are the outcomes? Low clinical risk of sickness, disease, and premature death, which is not happening, by the way, right now in just every country that listens to this program, 93 of them at the time of recording. Remember what I said a few moments ago, the greatest challenge in the history of health and physical activity education has been the impossible task of giving one-to-one just-in-time feedback to make immediate connections, so people can make immediate connections between their actions and their understanding of the content and their subsequent performance. By receiving that feedback, timely feedback that is relevant to their learning, so they can make necessary adjustments, correct errors, and deepen their understanding about their physical health outcomes. That's what has been the greatest challenge, in my opinion, in the history of health education. So why do you think that Why do you think that despite access to more knowledge and more information than at any point in human history, we have not been able to outsmart obesity, not been able to outsmart catastrophic cardiovascular events, not been able to outsmart diabetes, and not been able to outsmart metabolic disease as both either individuals or as a collective society in whatever country you're listening to this from? It is 100% linked to, the answer to that question is linked to the inability of both teenagers and adults that they become, so the teenagers that become adults, their inability to make immediate connections between their day-to-day actions that cause negative molecular and physiological health adaptations and a deep failure to understand how to make corrections to cause positive molecular and physiological health adaptations that will then have the impact of driving down their clinical risk, your clinical risk, of developing complications from overweight, obesity, catastrophic cardiovascular events, diabetes, and metabolic disease. The reason I gave this episode, this lesson, the title of The Professors, the School Teacher, and an Advanced AI Health Teacher, Irrefutable Evidence that we have that how we have become physically healthy is changing right now. The reason I gave it that mouthful of a title is because the third part of that title has been able to cause a dramatic breakthrough in a colossal roadblock. My AI health teacher gives just-in-time feedback on a one-to-one basis, and it provides the other four factors, the effect sizes that I went through with about Laurie Professor John Hattie's work just a moment ago. My AI health teacher has been programmed with the medical research of over 100 PhDs I've worked with. It's also been programmed with the simple learning frameworks that I've created from their research so that you can have this step-by-step pathway to a 100% guarantee, I love being able to say that, of a 30% to 54% reduction in the complications from sickness, disease, and premature death. It's also been programmed to give you direct personal access to these professors, these PhDs that I've worked with. When I say direct personal access, you can listen to me talking to them and asking them questions and getting answers in a conversation. I'm so excited about that. So DocSmart is my AI health teacher. That's what it's called. A smart doctor, DocSmart. It's a combination of the 100 PhDs, all of their medical research, my capacity to have converted their complex medical research into simple lessons. DocSmart is an advanced artificial intelligence model that utilizes state-of-the-art deep learning algorithms, a massive neural network architecture trained on extensive and copious diverse text data. It leverages a combination, this is what it does, leverages a combination of unsupervised learning and a natural language processing techniques to generate human-like responses to user inputs. Through the iterative training process that I've helped build into the technology, DocSmart learns to capture, I love technology, DocSmart learns to capture complex patterns, contextual understanding, and semantic relationships, enabling it to provide intelligent and contextually relevant conversations across various topics. Its remarkable technical sophistication makes it an exceptional example of an AI's technology ability to comprehend and generate human language. See, DocSmart not only teaches you, and not only has the 100 PhDs that I've worked with and the way that I've converted their complex research into simple frameworks and lessons, but DocSmart holds a conversation with you. When a question pops into your head, you can get feedback at the exact time that you need it. This is what I'm so excited about. This is probably the most phenomenal part. I don't even know if there's a better word I can use than that. DocSmart, my AI health teacher, can answer 10,000 people or more all at the same time from all across the world, all with different questions. Its capacity is unprecedented. It and is creating a remarkable change for those people who've decided to use it inside my Outsmart classroom. So, let me do this. Let me wrap up this teaching lesson. You can get access to DocSmart by going to the link wherever you're listening to this episode. It could be a link on a web page. It could be a link in my podcast. But there's a link that's available to give you access to my Outsmart classroom, a series of courses, and the DocSmart technology. That's where it sits, inside the classroom. I wish I could have given my father this platform, the Outsmart classroom with DocSmart, and all that I've just walked you through over this lesson. See, for those of you who've never met me before, and I really quite often finish off with my lessons talking about this, I was a 23-year-old young man, just finished university, my Bachelor of Health and Physical Education from Canberra University in 1988. And 6 months later, I got given my degree at a ceremony at Canberra University. My mum and dad turned up. 6 months after that event, I still have in my head an image of the day. Here's something interesting that I very rarely tell anyone. On the day of my graduation, my mother and father came to the university. So they lived about 6 hours away in a country town. They came to the university. They attended the graduation ceremony. And we had some photos taken at the university with my mum and with my dad when I was 23 years old. Not with smartphones. They weren't invented way back in 1988. But what happened was, on that day, my father was a robust, quintessential working class man. He was a house painter. And he'd spent his entire life not being very educated, but working hard, really hard, physically hard, as a house painter, and provided for our family beautifully. But what he never got the opportunity to do was to outsmart being overweight or obese. He never got the opportunity to outsmart catastrophic cardiovascular events. He never got the chance to be able to outsmart diabetes or metabolic disease. On that day of my graduation, I remember, it was the last time I saw my father, I remember, because he didn't travel as much in those days, I remember him putting his hand on my shoulder as we were walking away and saying to me, "Dad, love, Mum and I are very proud of you." That's what he said to me. And he put his hand on my shoulder. One of the only times in my life he's ever expressed emotion. Now, I know that he always had it, but he grew up in an era in the 1950s, as a child, born in the 1940s, born in the 50s and 60s, where men didn't express emotions. That just wasn't a part of the world that he lived in. I get that. That's not his fault. But I remember him putting his hand on my shoulder like it was yesterday. The reason I tell you that story is 6 months later, before I ever got to see him again, he had a catastrophic cardiovascular event as a direct result of the negative molecular and physiological health adaptations that have been going on inside his body for decades that he never knew about because you can't feel them. but he never got a chance to outsmart them. And he dropped dead of a heart attack, age 46, one afternoon, November the 1st of 1989, literally 6 months after I picked up my degree in the graduation ceremony from my university. And he's dropped dead standing next to my mother at 46 years of age. She was 45. My mother and he were looking at a brand new house. They were actually with a real estate agent at a brand new house looking at it. He had no forewarning, no anything. He just died on the spot. The ambulance got there. He couldn't be revived. My mum, who knew nothing about CPR, was trying to do whatever she thought she knew about CPR. My twin brother wasn't there. He wasn't living in the town at that stage. And my dad had died at 46. His body didn't have to be in that position. It's not fait accompli. It's not this like, oh, his time was up thing. No, his body had created decades of negative molecular and physiological health adaptations. Physiological health adaptations, I meant to say. So I want people, I've built something now, a platform called the Outsmart Classroom. Go to the link in the lesson notes that are attached to this, wherever you're learning to streaming this lesson, and click on it, read about it, find, look at some more content about it. I wished I could have given it to my father in 1985, 4 years before he died. But you see, time didn't allow me to do that. I hadn't lived the life and learned what I've learned. Anyway, that's just the way it goes. I can't change that. His sudden death to this day, you can probably hear it in my voice, impacts me greatly, deeply, to the point where I am driven to change the future going forward for those people listening to this program. Go get DocSmart. Go get access to the Outsmart Classroom. I can't wait for you to start using it. It is mind-blowing. Thank you so much for spending time with me in this lesson. Can't wait till we spend some more time together. You get all of the things that we've got to teach in great, intricate detail that will revolutionize your personal, physical health status and of any cohort you're responsible for or belong to. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Bye for now.